This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia sentenced Evan Gershkovich to 16 years in prison on Friday in a trial widely seen as a sham. VOA's Steve Barragona narrates this report from Liam Scott and Christina Cassiato-Smith.
The White House reiterates that Gershkovich is wrongfully detained and that, quote, journalism is not a crime. The U.S. State Department shares that view. Vedant Patel is the U.S. State Department deputy spokesperson.
This whole legal process is a sham for Evan. He is being wrongfully detained. He did nothing wrong. We have been clear about that from the onset.
Gershkovich is one of two American journalists detained by Russia. Also, Kremesheva, who works for VOA's sister network Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has been in custody since October. The journalist traveled to Russia to care for her mother. Since her arrest, she has been denied U.S. consular access and contact with her husband and daughters back in Prague. Kremesheva and her network deny the charges. For Liam Scott and Christina Caicedo-Smith, Steve Barragona, VOA News.
The United Nations highest court said on Friday that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and settlements there are illegal. Lucy Fielder from Reuters reports.
The advisory opinion by judges at the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, also known as the World Court, was not binding. But it carries weight under international law and could weaken support for Israel. The court said Israel's obligations include paying restitution for harm and the evacuation of all settlers from existing settlements. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said in a statement, "The Jewish nation cannot be an occupier in its own land." Israel's foreign ministry rejected the opinion as fundamentally wrong and one-sided. The World Court said the UN Security Council, the General Assembly, and all states have an obligation not to recognize the occupation as legal, nor render aid or assistance